Catherine Mansfield, An Ideal Family, narrated by Edward Gardiner. That evening, for the first time in his life, as he pressed through the swing door and ascended the 3 broad steps to the pavement, old Mr. Neave felt he was too old for the spring. Spring, warm, eager, restless, was there, waiting for him in the golden light, ready in front of everybody to run up, to blow in his white beard, to drag sweetly on his arm. And he couldn't meet her. No. He couldn't square up once more and stride off, jaunty as a young man. He was tired, and, although the late sun was still shining, curiously cold, with a numbed feeling all over. Quite suddenly, he hadn't the energy. He hadn't the heart to stand this gaiety and bright movement any longer. It confused him. He wanted to stand still, to wave it away with his stick, to say, "Be off with you!" Suddenly, it was a terrible effort to greet as usual, tipping his wide awake with his stick. All the people whom he knew, the friends, acquaintances, shopkeepers, postmen, drivers. But the gay glance that went with the gesture, the kindly twinkle that seemed to say,